to me, enough is enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And today, actually, like, this is another, I feel like I have a lot of long coming interviews lately. Like, I try. It's like there's not enough time. It's like there's always people that I want to interview. So I'm glad that we're making this one happen because we know each other a very long time. So please welcome my guest, Mr. James.
Hi guys, it's Mr. James, your favorite teacher and the gatekeeper of the Good Noodle Stars. And my question to you is, are you a good noodle?
Yes. I think I'm good. I don't know. Maybe. I don't
know.
You're
doing a good job so far, Tiffany.
Oh, awesome. Cool. Because I don't know. Sometimes I wonder. I cause trouble at a lot of places, I feel like. Anyway, but guys, welcome to the Under the Rope series. Here I interview everything independent wrestling, whether it's wrestlers, promoters, referees, backstage. I got you covered. If you guys got questions for Mr. James, please feel free. Drop them into the chat. Make sure you hit that like button, that share button. Again, if you have any questions for him, drop them in. So, I like to start my podcast so we can learn a little bit about you. So let's backtrack and let's learn how you got into professional wrestling.
I've said this like so many times.
Yeah.
I started out as a big, heavyset young man at close to 300 pounds. Got lucky enough to find a flyer on the floor as I was coming home one day. Started training in the Bronx, and then I took my talents from the Bronx. Before that, I was trained by EYFBO, now known as Proud and Powerful, Santana Ortiz, in the Bronx. And then they were the ones who like told me to transfer my skills to House of Glory, and the rest is history.
Yeah, here we are. Oh man, my chat's like popping off. What's going on, everybody?
Awesome.
Say hi to everybody. Yeah, Jimmy's in the chat, aka Jumbo Ref. He goes, my favorite to work with. Going on, Jimmy. Sky's in the chat. She goes, what's up? Have a good day. I'm quite unwell at the moment, so we'll catch up when feeling better. We'll feel better. Thank you for coming in here. Much love to you. Arcadia's in the chat.
Arcadia!
What's up, Arcadia? How are you? He goes, I love Mr. James.
Oh, and Mr. James loves you, Arcadia.
Love him so much, sending all the love. So awesome. All right. Let's do this. So like I said, we go back a long time, you know.
Yes.
Go back a real long time. So, but, you know, obviously, like, I've been at your, you know, matches that you've had, which we'll get into as we progress into this podcast. But for a fan, never saw you wrestle before, listening to this podcast, what is the go-to match that you recommend for them to watch?
My go-to match that I would recommend for them to watch is, I have a lot as Mr. James, actually. I have Mr. James versus Montequilla, Outlaw Pro Wrestling. We have Mr. James taking on Fandango, taking on Montequilla at SWF. And one of my personal favorites, it would have to be Steve Scott and Mr. James at SSW at Short Star Wrestling.
Awesome. So, and like, you guys who watch all this stuff between like YouTube, IWTV.
IWTV, you can subscribe or just try your best to catch one of Miss Jane's matches.
Yes, this is why. Support your local independent wrestling, definitely.
What helps?
I'm always trying to, you know, it's like it became a goal of mine. Like every year, I try to add like a couple of new promotions every year to like the bucket list. And I feel like this year I've added so many, especially up in the New England scene. So I know like I've came to see you. So I saw you at Test the Strength. So we were talking about this a little bit off air. So you wrestled TJ Howell. I know, like, my accent, like, that Queens accent is deep. So, like, my letters don't sound like the actual way. So I'm sorry, but, you know.
It's okay. Doing your best. That's what matters.
That's all that matters. So, all right. So talk to us a little bit about Test the Strength, you know, like, so this has been, like, a promotion. I've been trying to come a little bit more to it. They're on YouTube, which is great, too. So if you guys want to catch it, you could definitely look up on YouTube, Test Your Strength. So talk to us a little bit about the company. Talk to us a little bit about working with TJ.
First off, the company, great locker room. I want to say to Slick Wagner Brown that the catering is always amazing every time we show up. And he always welcomes everybody with open arms. And the funny thing is I have a good connection with him, me being West Indian as well as him, Belizean and Jamaican. He's a cool dude to be around, and he's always looking out for everybody. He walks around, shakes everyone's hands, and is just a chill dude. Once he does what he has to do, he just sits down in one spot and watches all of his students' matches until it's his time to go up.
That's awesome. That's so amazing.
And then my match with TJ was what really made me stand out at Tetris Train. It was kind of my second match there. And first time I debuted for them was training day. This match with TJ was really something special to me because he was able to, like, showcase my style and performance as well as match his style. And we were able to go out there and put on one of a great match, entertaining the boys in the back as well, especially the fans.
Mm-hmm. That's so great. So great. Yeah, I definitely want to come up there more. I know there's a show this Sunday. Because I was talking to Miracle Generation about it, and I was talking to Mike Skyros. So we were talking about it, that it's at the dojo this Sunday. So I haven't been to that building yet. So hopefully that I can make it there this Sunday. So that's pretty awesome. There's a lot of great wrestlers, that's been on this podcast. If you guys are really curious about it, definitely go check it. I think it's like $10 to get in this Sunday, actually. Correct. So it's not bad. $10, get some great wrestling. Sounds like a party to me. So, all right. So let's go back, because you brought up House of Glory. Obviously, that's where I first saw you. You know, so you've had great, you know, you've had a lot of great matches. I'm only going to name like a couple of names. I mean, we could talk about, I'm going to keep this vague, and I'm letting to let you go with this. Uh-huh. But some of the, like, you know, great chemistry between you and Charles Mason. I'll always say that. Sammy Callahan, you know, Joe Gacy. These are just a couple of names, not all the names, because it's like a long list. All right. So let's talk about some of your favorite moments at House of Glory.
There's a lot of great moments I used to have as the man you can trust. I had great matches with Montegia, as you said, with ACH, Shane Strickland, a couple of tag matches as well with Charles Mason, and he's done well for himself. Charles Mason has done very well for himself.
Yeah.
I have certain matches that I really enjoyed, especially some of my training matches. I got to have a little dojo match with Amazing Red before I got sent to Japan.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Oh, man. So, actually, since you brought that up, let's talk about Japan. Because, like, I feel like this is a big deal. I mean, a lot of wrestlers that come on to this podcast, like, they talk about, like, whether they've gone to Japan or that's like the dream of Japan. And like, shout out to Danny Nemesis, because, like, much love to him. I know we, like, talked about, like, Japan and things like that. So tell us about that. Like, tell us your experience being in Japan, the fans, all that fun stuff.
I've probably told this story a lot, but the Japan was such a surreal experience. When the trial came, I remember it was on June 8th, my birthday. And Sonny Yono came with Kaz Hayashi. Look, I'm scouting people, and I would say there was around 30 people, guys bigger than me, taller than me. Some of them looked more, I guess, ready. But that didn't, like, stop me from doing what I wanted to do. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'll be real. I kind of didn't want to do it at first because I seen all those people, and I felt like, what shot do I have? Mm-hmm. Brian Excel legit was, when I was sitting in the back, Brian Excel legit told me, like, he grabbed me and told me to go do the tryout. And I kind of, I did it, but I complained about it as I was doing it, thinking, like, okay, let me just get this over with. So every drill we did, I did it to a T. It was bumps, rolls, seeing how you perform, work a 5-minute match. After that match, have another 5-minute match on the fly. And after that was all said and done, they chose three people. And those three people were me, Bridgeport Ayala, and I believe a third man. Unfortunately, I don't remember. And what made us really proud was that we were two Bronx dudes that were actually were chosen to go. And he was one of my partners randomly that we were able to work together and perform.
Wow. That's so awesome. Man, was it like a massive like culture shock, like being out there, like the food?
It was great. So once we got out there, so after the whole trial and everything, once we got out there, Japan was something I never experienced. The culture, the food, the fine dining, getting to like wrestle in Currican Hall was one of something I could scratch my bucket list.
Yeah.
Like even though it was one, like my first time, I promise it won't be my last time. Mm-hmm. It was just something so amazing because we were not supposed to wrestle.
Right.
No one there was not supposed to wrestle. That's how it was a lot of people that went. We were supposed to only just train there for the experience. Sonny Ono Kasayashi put us through rigorous training exercises. And because we were the Americans that were outsiders to their culture, we motivated each other and pushed all of us, everybody that was chosen to go there, and we held each other accountable for what we did. So when we got there, we trained, pushed each other, and made sure we outworked everybody as much as we can. The training was brutal, waking up early in the morning, young boy cleaning, judo training and everything. Kazayashi and Sonny Ono saw something in us. He legit gave us a trial match in the Wrestle One Dojo, and he liked it. So he gave us another shot at a gymnasium. Mm-hmm. Kazayashi and Sonny Ono liked it again. So out of nowhere, he said, "Tomorrow, bring bags, 9 a.m. downstairs, Currican Hall." So I just put all of that together and what he said. I didn't realize it until we were on the train.
Right.
So when I finally got to Currican Hall, it was the most surreal feeling I've ever felt. That it kind of was overwhelming to see myself and everybody that was training, just that was supposed to only train, be there and having like dark matches, whether it was dark matches or not. We got to perform in that ring.
Right. Right. Oh wow. That's surreal. Very surreal. So, well, I hope you get to go back soon. That's so awesome. Like, man. Anywhere else, like, you want to, like, I mean, that's probably, like, a stupid question. It's, like, a loaded question, right? Okay, how about this? Like, where would you like, you know, outside the States to, like, go train or, you know, wrestle in front of? Like, is there a bucket list of, like, particular places?
There's a lot of bucket lists. You know, the UK is one of my places that I always wanted to go. Mm-hmm. Whether it's Finland, England, or France, I always wanted. I dreamed of wrestling there. I have a great style in lucha. I could like match up with everybody. I recently wrestled Murder Clown and Psycho Clown with tag partner Wrecking Ball Ligurski. Mm-hmm. At a Lucha Libre show called Nueve Lucha Libre Productions. Mm-hmm. And after a match like that with them in a main event, they became someone that's really cool with me, and I kept in good contact with them.
That's amazing. That's so awesome, man. We have a lot of fan base that's out of the States, so I'm sure like they would love to see you out there one day. So
hopefully
tweet at your local promotion, as I always say. Justin's in the chat. He goes, "What's a good noodle?"
Oh, a good noodle. I'm glad you asked, Justin. So a good noodle is someone who does a good job. And when you do a good job, you're rewarded a good noodle star.
I love that. I love that so much. That's so awesome. So, all right. And then he said Hog PD. Man, that's awesome. So I guess we could talk a little bit about that, right? Because they're going to ask a little bit about that.
Well, Mr. James has two jobs, a 9-to-5 as your favorite teacher. But after that, I go a little undercover. Can't say too much.
Got to check out House of Glory for that. So, all right. Actually, there's one thing I want to actually really talk about you, because we had Main Event on recently. And one of the things that we went into depth about is the Violence and Suffering show for Matt Travis. Yeah, you know, it's such like a sentimental, you know, thing, you know. But this was one of my favorite matches, and this is what I was talking about with Main Event, that I love this match, like, so much. And, like, it's years later, and it's still in my brain, you know? Like, you guys had such a blast putting on this match. Like, you know, I said it with them, with Midas and Jay, and I was like, you just see it. You're doing this for Matt, you know, and it was just a fun match. match. We talked about Charles Mason throwing the hula hoop and it hit the camera.
We knew Maddie was watching that match. But all of those things to go right.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit, you know, about that match, you know, working with everybody.
So people wondering, just look up Violence and Suffering, Matt Travis tribute, 8-man tag. It was Charles Mason, Evander James, and the New York Wrecking Crew of Smooth Black Man and Chris Seaton. Yeah. Taking on Nolo Catano, main event of Midas Black and Jay Lyon and Ken Broadway. So that match was something we were overly prepared for, knowing when going in there, it was just to make Maddie smile. Like everything we would always do when we trained together and all that, and then just going out there and like doing everything that we've all done together and training, just putting it together and having a main event match with all of your friends together. That's just hard, guys you train with, like grind together with, and just pushing yourselves to the limit, being able to have that 8-man tag match and just putting on a spectacle, in my opinion.
Right.
It was such a heartwarming match. It was so from 0 to 100, and after that bell rang, we all just sighed of relief that it was over.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. I'm sorry. It's just like I said, it's okay.
It's something that is always should be talked about. It chokes me up a little bit, but it's always something that should be talked about.
Yeah. So I felt like this was such an important thing that I wanted to touch base with anybody that was in that match. When they come on this podcast, I have to bring it up because, like I said, it's definitely one of my favorite matches that I got to witness live. You know,
yeah.
I know I still post when it comes up on my time hop. I tag you guys like all the time because it's just, I don't know. Like I said, it was such a special moment. And I know you guys were all close and stuff, you know, I can't even like, you know, touch that. But to like sit there and watch that and like, you know, what you guys did and the after, you know, after the match. And it's just like sitting in the ring. You know, like it was very sentimental.
It was great. It was one of my favorite matches, of top five out of my whole career.
Yeah. Yeah. Really. Check that out. If you guys haven't already, like I said, it's definitely one of my favorites. So let's see. So, all right. So let's talk PPW, because I feel like this is another like home for you as well. So again,
my second home from my second home with Tony McKeegan and Paul Bowe.
Yeah.
And Scott Finau at the time. They legit brought me in with open arms when I in my, like, I would say second month of wrestling, second month of debuting, at least like second to fifth month.
Mm-hmm.
And they took a chance on me, gave me a trial match. I got asked to come back, and they just gave me the ball ever since then. They trusted me to wrestle so many names. They gave me Juice. They gave me Juvito Guerrero. They gave me Tuco Scorpio. I got to wrestle Bubba Ray Dudley. With Mikey Rupprecht as special guest referee.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so gracious of them. Wrestling Austin Aries with Frank Mir ringside, Richard Holiday and Fox Vineyard. I got to team up. When I came back as Mr. James, they took another chance on me, and like they were confused seeing all this. And during quarantine, I was able to like just rehearse how I wanted to be. I'll get to that after this.
Right.
But they said, you know what? It's you. We're going to give you a shot. So they gave me Fox Vineyard versus Richard Holiday, which I enjoyed. I teamed up with the librarian, taking on Fox Vineyard and Danny Moe, which I also enjoyed. It was the most quiet match due to the librarian wanting everyone to be silent in the ring.
Man, so awesome. I got to make that. That's one of the bucket lists that I have to make. So if not this year, then next year I have to put that on the list to get my butt down there.
You have to. Yeah. I recommend the PPW right now. Yeah. is on fire.
Yeah, definitely. Like I've seen a bunch of stuff like online. So to be there again, I have a lot of bucket lists of places that I need to get to. So that is definitely one on my top, you know, my top tier up there. So I mean, a lot of people say a lot of great things about it. Another great promotion that I got to shout out is Pizza Party Pro. I love Pizza Party Pro.
Party Pro is so fun.
I love Pizza Party Pro. It's so much fun. Like, shout out to Dan. Dan's amazing. Forbidden Fruit's going to be on next week on Monday, I think, 8 o'clock at IWTV's. I think it was 8 o'clock, I'm pretty sure. So definitely, like, check that out, the latest one. So I've been waiting for that to come up on IWTV. So talk to us about Pizza Party Pro. Talk to us about your favorite pizza. I mean, how can you not like it? You can get pizza. Forget the hot dog and the handshake.
They beat us. But my favorite pizza would always be, like, a Supreme.
Ooh, okay.
I still the big boy at heart. I want everything on my pizza. You could, if you don't like it, that's on you. But I want to enjoy what I like.
So pineapple on pizza? Because I know that's probably gonna be a question in the chat.
Oh, definitely. I'll eat pineapple on pizza. I'll eat like piece of pineapple with ham and sausage. Like vegetarian mushrooms. Yeah. One thing I wouldn't want is just, I just don't like raw tomatoes. Uh-huh. Mr. James is not a fan of raw tomatoes.
Oh, okay. Let that be known. Okay. Interesting. So tell us some of your favorite moments working at Pizza Party Pro.
Pizza Party Pro, I've only been in two matches with them, and it was multi-man, and I really enjoyed it. They gave me time to, like, shine and progress my character. They were one of the companies that allowed me to, like, wrestle for them as I was starting out as this character, and getting feedback from a lot of people and showing them what Mr. James is all about now, from the man you can trust, Evander James. It was a very, like, humbling experience, and I was able to find myself more the more times I was able to wrestle as this character.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I was definitely there for last year. I was there and seeing you. That was, like I said, I had one of the best times at Pizza Party Pro, so definitely if anybody who hasn't checked it out, definitely check it out. Anybody catch your eye that works there that you want to work?
Well, I always watch everyone's matches, so Mr. James would always take on anybody that's ready to step in his class.
Mm. Okay. Let's see. Maybe somebody will call their shot with you. So you never know.
Hey, as long as they do a good job, they'll get their good noodle stars.
I love that. All right, I have a fan tweet here from Good Cop, Bad Cop. So he said, with Mr. James being an anagram of REM Jams, what's your favorite song by Michael Stipe's band?
Michael Stipe's band. Well, I grew up in the Bronx, so I'm not too familiar. Mr. James loves all types of music. But you have to, like, refresh my memory.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of, like, lost it, but he likes to mess with everybody in my podcast. So, oh, man. Sam Torres is in the chat. He goes, so dope. Mr. James came a long way. Be a good noodle and get a star. I love that so much. Thank you for the support. All right. So, actually, my friend Dom, he's a student up at the New England Wrestling Academy. So he's been asking, so I decided to keep his question because it's a fun one. So, dream match, any opponent, who, where, what type, what's the stip, you know, like where the venue is, all that fun stuff. Who, what, where, when, why.
Who, what, where, and why.
Yeah.
So mind you, I'm Mr. James. I'm your favorite teacher. But once this good noodle star goes on, Mr. James is ready to turn up. So, it may come to surprise to some, but my dream match would definitely be Chris Dickinson.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to show everyone it's either Chris Dickinson or anybody that's ready to go. Mm-hmm. So just don't let the suspenders fool you. I'm ready to turn up with anybody, and the federation that you would like choose. It could be anyone. It honestly could be anyone.
Okay, so where, what, you know, like, where would it be? What, like, title? Come on, you gotta give me a little bit more than that. I gotta dig.
There's a lot of titles out there, but remember, we're on the independent scene. It could be anywhere, any title, but I would like to wrestle Chris Dickinson. Okay. So, like, me saying a specific title would be a little improbable.
Do you have a, like, particular venue, maybe, like, you would like to have it at?
Beyond Wrestling.
Ooh, okay. Up in Worcester? Or yes. I know I say it wrong. Or like Worcestershire has...
Worcestershire.
I always do that. Like, it's just... I think a lot of people that come out, like, you know, up to mass and not from mass, and then you just say it wrong. You're like, what? Shout out to Drew, man. Like, it just had like a banger show waiting for that to come on Sunday. So hopefully it'll be up this week. So really love that. All right, cool. All right, give us one of your favorite road trip stories since you guys are always on the road.
Ooh, favorite road trip story. There's a lot to think of.
I'm sure.
Okay. So one time, it was one of my favorite. It was a little like tricky at first, but I would say it was a 2-night show. I'm trying to remember this the specific show. So it was at SWF, and we were all traveling, but we all decided to cram up in like one hotel room where some people slept in the shower, some people slept like on the floor. It was a crowded area with all of it. It was just good times. We just go and sleep like very late. It was me, Montaguia, Chris Valentine, Carlos Ramirez, Tosi Tom. A lot of us are just like, it's just like having like a blast just being out there, and El Trabajador.
Oh man. Sam in the chat says, I want to see Mr. James versus Matt Stryker classroom brawl match. Ooh.
Ooh, that's a very good one. That's a very good one.
Oh,
okay.
Man. I like this idea, the classroom brawl match. Like, you could use like everything in the classroom as a
everything,
weapon.
Everything in the classroom, including everything, like this, like the desk, chalkboards. There's a table in every row.
I feel like this would like go kinda good with like Joey Silver, because when he, you know, or Sweet Cheeks, right? I like, we talked Sweet about Cheeks this. Cool. Shout out to him. I love Joey. And we were talking,
he's a good partner.
He's great. He's a great partner. But I would love to see that, because we talked about in like a candy store. Maybe like I could see even that. Like you and Joey, like not partner, half classroom, half candy room.
So school store?
School store. Yeah, you go. The school candy store.
I actually wrestled Joey Silver a couple of years back when I was the Man You Can Trust. It was Joey Silver versus King Leon and Evander James.
Yeah.
That match was very fun.
Oh, man. Much love to Joey. If you guys haven't checked out that,
I have a little story on that one.
Ooh, okay.
So, Joey Sweet Cheeks loves using candy in his matches, and you know, nothing wrong with his candy, nothing wrong using it. So he said, hey, do you mind if I give you this candy and you just eat it to help me out? I said, yeah, sure, cool. So I'm going to put this in my tights, and then during the match, I'm going to give it to you. I was like, okay, Joey. So he demonstrated, say, here, this is the candy I'm going to use, and he puts it in his tights. So when I give it to you, get ready. All right, cool. He walks away. Joey walks away. And mind you, we were the last match, and the show didn't even start yet. So every time Joey walks by, there'll be a little candy sticking out his out of his left leg. So that candy never left his tights the whole night until it was time to wrestle. So you could look. If you ever guys want to watch it, I forgot the show's name, but it was King Leon, Evander James, and Sweet Cheek Joey Silver. So the bell rings, the match starts, and Joey finally pulls out the melted Twix in his pocket. So I see that, and I'm just like, there's no way this is gonna happen. He gives me the candy bar and he puts it in my hand. And when I tell you, when I hold it, it felt like a slushy. It's been in his tights the whole night. So when I tried to peel it, it was already melting. So I had to try to get the crowd behind me to help me eat it. So when I tried to take a bite of it, I couldn't swallow it. I couldn't it was just stuck. So when I was nearly choking, and once I rolled out of the ring, I found some random bottle of Gatorade and I had to wash it down somehow.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Oh man, that is nice. Well, much love to Joey. I guess he owes you Twix.
No, he doesn't. No, it's okay. We're good. We're cool. We're cool now. He doesn't have to do that again. No. I forgive him. There's no
unmelted Twix, though. Unmelted.
No, there's no drama between us. No, I don't need a Twix again.
No, I'm not saying there's drama.
Okay, Joey.
It's just that it's melted, so he owes you a Twix bar.
Nah, I don't.
All right. Well, what is, since you know we're talking like sweets or whatever, favorite road trip snack?
Mr. Goodbar.
Mr. Goodbar. Okay. Awesome sauce. Well, all right. So, do you have any pre-match rituals?
Pre-match rituals? Yeah, I do. I mainly just do a little bit of yoga until it's time to go. Mm-hmm. Little push-ups. I listen to music as I'm preparing for my show and just like warm myself up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so I'm going to do a fun question that's very dear to my heart on this podcast, Wrestling with Positivity.
All right? Oh, I love it. It's all about positivity.
We're all about the positivity here on this channel. So because there's so much negative in the world of wrestling, I like to focus on the positive. So
yeah.
So is there anything that you could think of that, you know, maybe something that you've done for a fan, maybe a fan's done for you, maybe a wrestler's done for you, maybe something that you've done for a wrestler, anything that we wouldn't normally know unless you share the story with us?
Okay. Yeah, so Mr. James is all about the children. He's all for the children. I recently posted, and I thought this wouldn't like mean so much. I posted, if any student brings in a progress report with straight A's, they'll get a free shirt. Aww. And an 8x10. So it was I was waiting for someone to like see it or whatnot. At SWF, I would say 2 weeks ago, a kid brought in this progress report. So mind you, Jersey schools probably starts a little earlier. So he showed me his progress report, and it was nothing but straight A's. And I saw that, and ironically, I had one shirt left in his size, and I gave him 8x10. And that kind of warmed my heart. I gave a kid a free shirt for something he earned.
Yeah.
Oh. So like that was like something that warmed my heart.
That's so cute. I love that. Oh, so proud, I'm sure. Like, oh.
Yeah.
I love that.
And the crazy thing is the dad tried to buy it, and I said that you see the post. It's right there. There's no need.
Oh man. So the kid actually like saw.
He showed me. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So he saw that.
I believe Ben Rutten saw that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Rutten was one of my good friends. He was right next to me when that all mm-hmm. happened.
Oh man, see, that's why I like this Wrestling with Positivity on this podcast, because there's so many stories and I feel like a lot of people don't know about it, and it's not like a clout thing, like obviously, you know, like
no,
I just
no.
You know, I love to hear stories like that because I've witnessed my share. So I like to incorporate that into this podcast. So thank you for sharing that. That's so
of
sweet.
Course, of course.
So I guess if anybody else like gets some straight A's, you know, maybe
if anyone gets straight A's, they are allowed to free shirt, and the rules go all the way to college.
Aww. That's awesome. So get your straight A's, guys. Do good in school. I love that. Captain Dave, what's going on? How are you in the chat? Wow. JD Alpha said cancel Mr. James. That's rude. That's rude. Very rude, JD Alpha.
Anyway. Well, that's not how you earn a good noodle stall, JD Alpha.
Damn. So what happens if like they're bad? So they get no stars? Anything else happen?
Oh no, they don't get any good noodle stars. If you don't act right, Mr. James' class, Mr. James, I have to do a little stronger disciplinary reactions in order for you to get a good noodle star. Maybe Mr. James might change your attitude. Who knows?
Awesome. All right then. So, all right. So, what are some things you like to do when you're not in the squared circle?
Oh man, there's a lot of things I like to do. I enjoy like my free time playing video games, sometimes catching up on my self-help books, reading. Mm-hmm. And I usually just like love training. You'll sometimes like mainly see me inside or a ring, like all the time, just perfecting my craft and just working out in order to be better than I was the day before.
Okay. Any books, since you were talking about books, any books you could recommend for those readers out there?
There's like two books. It'll be one book was recommended to me by a good friend of mine. It's called The 48 Laws of Power, and The Subtle Art of Not Caring. Mm-hmm. It's not the word's not caring, but it's a stronger word than I am allowed to say. But it's The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Bleep.
Okay. I know our friend Dom will like that. He's a big reader, so like he kind of likes to ask that question on this podcast too. His like favorite book. You know, so
favorite book would be Harry Potter.
Ooh, okay, okay. Sounds good, sounds good. Let me see. JD Alpha, did you write anything else in chat? Okay, I didn't think so. Anyway.
Yes, moving on.
I think he split. So.
Next lesson.
But okay, go on. Next lesson. All right. So, you know, indie wrestling is getting massive, right? Like, we can never say, like, you know, indie wrestling's dying or whatever like that. If anything, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Bigger and stronger. Yes.
More promotions are coming out. New trainees are coming out every day. You know, like, I know a whole bunch that are, like, training, and they're waiting for their debuts and all that fun stuff. So, as a whole, okay, is there anybody caught your eye that you haven't wrestled yet that you want to wrestle?
Somebody that hasn't wrestled yet that, there's a lot of people there.
Put it out there because we're manifesting right now.
There is an up-and-coming student right now in House of Boy called Raheem Royale, Captain of the Skies. He's an impressive young up-and-comer. I've recently wrestled another student, Michael Fain. There's a lot of people that I would like to wrestle outside of there, but I want to see a lot more where they are at. Because when they debut, sometimes it's something that can just change your whole aspect of how you see them, and it's the most impressive thing you'll ever see. Right. So you never know who you truly want to wrestle as they come. You just got to legit pay attention to everybody that's performing. Right. That's when they always say, watch everyone's match, study the craft. Whether the new old, you never know who's that person to catch your eye.
Yeah. There's so many wrestlers out there. It's crazy. And, like, even just some of the promotions that, like, I just, like, mentioned, I'm sure that, like, you know, like Pizza Party Pro and, you know, like we brought up Beyond and, you know, like, there's so many, you know, it's
a lot.
It's wild. So that's why, like, you know, like, I like to ask that to see, like, maybe, you know, maybe there's someone you're like, got my eye.
Ichiban is one of them, a test of strength.
Ooh, let's go. Why hasn't this happened?
You know what I'm saying? Ichiban is number one, but I need somebody with a number two pencil to write that match down.
I like that.
I need that.
I need that in my life. I need it. Come on, test of strength. Let's go. I'm here for it.
I promise we'll do a good job.
Yes. Yes. I like that. I think it'd be a really, really good match. I want to come see that match. So, all right. So we have a few months left of 2022. What are some goals within the next couple of months that you would like to achieve?
I want to re-debut for Beyond Wrestling. Mm-hmm. I've only was able to work for them one time at Please Come Back when I was in a Fatal 4-Way Tag Match with Montaquia, Zoltan, the Graysons, and EYFBO at the time, now known as Pod and Powerful. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I was just still finding myself. And now that I'm aware of who I am as Mr. James, the guy that's become the favorite teacher, that kids and adults want good noodle stars, I think my character will fit greatly in Beyond Wrestling.
Yeah. What about Wrestle Open? Because I see Montaquia, like, up there recently. I was up at Wrestling Open.
He's ripping it right now. He's doing great.
There's a lot. Like, I mean, I'm always
going to Ben Ruin as well just recently debuted for them.
That's awesome. Yeah. Brian.
Brian Burgundy as well. Yep. Teaming up with the new Graysons.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen, like, a bunch of them. I mean, I would, you know, is there a chance we're going to see you go up there one of these days?
Who knows? Mr. James always aiming high.
I mean, I would like to see that. So I take the travel up there every once in a while. So many great names. I love the collision of, like, different promotions kind of, like, collide. Mm-hmm. Well, for me, like, I'm going to say different promotions because I'm seeing from all over the place, whether it's upstate New York or Pennsylvania people coming up,
yes,
or Kentucky
people.
Even
Canada, like, a lot of people just getting, like, wanting opportunities to perform their craft.
Yeah, yeah. So Wrestling Open, check it out every Thursday, 8 o'clock on IWTV on Eastern Time. So definitely check that out. So, what, this is a good one. What do you want your legacy to be?
To always have fans who grow up always remembering Mr. James. Mm-hmm. Because fans always change the perspective on what they like. You're not going to be everyone's favorite flavor of the week. So everyone, like most of my fan base are young adults. And as they grow older, I just want them to always remember Mr. James and show the younger kids who Mr. James really is. Someone who motivates them. Just like watching Sesame Street, you're always going to have that one character that's going to always keep you in mind to someone who always motivated them to be what they want to be.
Definitely. Matt Awesome's in the chat. He goes, all around great dude right there. I remember when I first started, James helped me out a lot.
Yes, at BWF. The guy's come a long way. He's found himself as well.
Yeah. I talk about, like, BWF a lot on this podcast. I mean, I know no longer around, which makes me sad because there's a lot of people that I
lived very close to BWF growing up, mm-hmm. as well as that's the first place I saw. And BWF was such an open ring. I was able to learn from a lot of people before I went to Hog, like UFBO, mm-hmm. Even Homicide, Super Crazy. Believe it or not, there's a lot of people would show up to BWF to train.
Yeah.
It was just an open ring in the Bronx.
Yep, definitely. I remember that place. I miss it. I miss, like, all the good people. There's a lot of people I haven't seen in a while. So much love. I still think about all you guys if I haven't seen y'all around. So much love to that. Me and Brother Greatness were talking about that not that long ago.
BWF. Oh, Brother Greatness is another good one.
so great. Well, you know, we're talking about a little bit about training. And, you know, I have, like, a bunch of, you know, beginner wrestlers out there, you know, I know one of the things that they like to learn a little bit about was what was one of the most hardest thing through, like, your first year of training. So maybe that it could kind of, like, give them, like, that, like, relief that they can make through it.
All right. Like I said before, as somebody who was a heavy set dude and kind of, you know, a little husky, let's use that terminology. It was cardio. It was mainly cardio, mm-hmm. and the only way to always overcome getting tired or exhausted while training or even having matches is just always pushing through. Mm-hmm. Like it's mind over matter. You always want to push through. Don't let cardio get the best of you. You want to train to be the best. Mm-hmm. You can have a great character, great look, awesome personality, but if you can't keep up, all of that's going to be for nothing. So cardio will be the number one thing I'll tell anybody to focus on. The roles, the moves, and everything like that. The character will come in time, but it's just keeping up with yourself.
Yeah, I think that's great, great stuff. So, you know, with that being said, I mean, I have one more question for you. If anybody else has anything, drop it into the chat. You know, he'll be more than happy to answer any of your questions. So, again, we're running with that. You know, we're running with those, you know, inspired and amateur wrestlers out there, you know, whether they started training. Sky was in the chat earlier, you know, like she's been doing that. Dom's one, you know, there's a whole bunch of people that listen that, you know, or they're thinking about getting into wrestling. So what's a piece of advice that you would give to those, you know, inspired amateur wrestlers out there?
You have a strong chance. You already have the intensity. You have the footing. Now you just have to adapt it to pro wrestling. You have a strong advantage when it comes to, like, technique, style and movement, and even, like, how you move inside that ring. Now you just got to find yourself on how you want to be entertaining. You don't want to be like every amateur wrestler. Yes, you got to find yourself in the ring, but who are you outside the ring?
I think that's great advice. Definitely great advice. So I'm sure if anybody wanted to, they could hit you up for any more advice, because I know there's, like, a bunch of those. Sky's definitely one. You know, the chats with everybody looking to help her out for, you know, learning the business. So let's talk about what's coming up. Where can fans find you? Like, what's, you know, what shows are coming up for you?
Oh, so October 22nd, I am wrestling at SWF. I am taking on Steve Scott, Too Hot Steve Scott at SWF. No trickery.
Awesome. I love Steve.
He's one of the coolest dudes. He's a cool dude.
Much love to him. He's been on this podcast. He told, like, a funny story about how him and Jeff Cannonball threw pizza out the window during one of their road trips. so great. Awesome. So tell the fans where they can find you, buy merch, all that fun stuff.
So you can find Mr. James on Twitter at EBanderJames with two S's, EBanderJames, two S's, _ on Instagram. And you can check out my store at EBanderJames1S.BigCartel.com.
Awesome. All those links are in the description below. So, well, thank you so much for coming on here and chatting with us a little bit. I can't wait to see you again.
Oh, neither can I. And I got to say, Tiffany, you did such a good job, like, talking with me and like, helping me out with this podcast. It was such a great experience. You know what I think?
What?
I think you deserve a good noodle star.
I love it. Actually, I have one of your stickers right here.
Oh.
Oh, no, it fell. It fell. I have it hanging right next to, like, I see these little stickers.
So we have the coffee mugs on Mr. James, that big cartel of the Mr. James sticker mug coffee mugs.
That's so cute. I love this. I think pins are in order, too, with this.
Ooh, pins and keychains coming soon.
Yeah, and now it's like hoodie season. Like,
yes, it is.
So, you know, I keep telling everybody, I'm not a t-shirt girl. I'm a like a hoodie girl. So, you know, I've been busting everybody's chops because I was like, I feel bad because, like, I tell a lot of wrestlers, they're like, buy my shirts. And I'm like, I hate shirts. I look like a box. So hoodies are where it's at. Hoodies and pins, because I have like a whole thing of pins and stickers.
Nice. That's good to know. Thank you for that. James will keep that in mind. He'll write it down in his lesson plan to make sure he has something prepared for next time.
Awesome. So, well, like I said, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So,
and like I said, you did such a good job. You're going to get your good noodle star. Yay, guys, goodbye for now.
Awesome. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. I appreciate it. Next week is episode 200. So, I will talk to you guys.